Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, really healthy, and darn sexy people. Well, you know, we're all really lucky that you can hear me, and I want everybody to take a moment to look up to the heavens and say thank you to Stephen Williams, because I'm telling you, almost every Sunday we have problems getting on to Blog Talk for one reason or another. It's getting really old, and without Stephen, we wouldn't be doing this show, for sure, today. But I came in this morning, the router was down, we had to reboot and I'm going, maybe I just shouldn't do this show anymore. Maybe the universe is telling me, Dee, you know, it's just time to move on. So I got my pendulum out, and I get a big no around that. Well, first of all, I had to rebalance myself because I was in reaction. And when we're in reaction, we're not in creation. So I went, okay, is it about the show? No. It's about, making a long story really short, I went to overwhelm, but overwhelm wasn't the last and final answer. What it is the core belief, I don't think I have enough energy to do this. Interesting. So I want you to see how a belief like that plays out. And it's all tied into my analness of having to stay on top of everything. You know, the summit is starting on Monday night, but it's already started. I've been probably channeling, 30 people a day, which means I sit down at my computer at 7:30 and I don't get up until 6 is pretty much what it means. While I'm trying to, coordinate the rest of my life also. So then I had to direct myself, you know what, Dee? You just take it as balanced and as easy as you can. You get to them as you can. Nobody's saying you have to do 50 more in 2 hours, except you. So I'm using this example because I know there are people out there listening to this show that go, oh my God, that's what's going on with me. I gotta do this. I gotta do that. I gotta get this done. I gotta isn't a choice. I gotta is I have to, and I don't have any choice. The other thing I want to talk about today is the last 2 weeks, Lainey and I have been watching a bunch of old movies at night. Hitchcock and old westerns and old movies from the 60s, 70s, even the 50s. And I thought, this is going to be a good way to escape and just get out of all the crap that's happening in the news. Do you know, almost every movie that we've watched, the same darn thing is going on as going on in the world in this country now. The hatred, people burning things. I mean, we watched an Old West thing the other day, and they were throwing, you know, lit alcohol things, whatever you call them, bombs into buildings. And I'm going, dear God, what is this that runs through our genetic makeup? It goes back to forever. They're showing me all the homes being burned. It looks like Roman times. So I want to know, and I waited purposely on the show so that I had all your energy, and we're going to bring this in together. What is the highest thing we can bring into balance to create a space of mutual respect and civility? Civility is the highest word, guys. Okay, sheets, book, song, movie. Well, they're taking me right to E.T., and the message of E.T. is to keep your heart light on. Now, this is interesting because I went right to, you have to have an open heart, and they're saying it's not the same thing. Keeping your heart light on and opening your heart. Well, this is a big piece of information for this community who bases everything on an open heart. Okay, so all right, so everybody direct your hearts to open, front and back, and merge with your whole brain. Okay, so see, they're teaching us something. This is how energy expands. So we've done so much work. Now we get another piece of information. I'm going to the sheets, first sheet. Okay, it's about the signal that we're sending out. Sorry, I'm listening for the words. Balance, switched. Getting the highest answer. Okay, and it's so nebulous, guys. It's like okay, the signal we have to send out is I see all energy as energy with an open heart. That's my big yes. Not just because you remember they gave us weeks ago, I see a world of people with open hearts. No, they're saying we need to claim and command. So we're going to do it together today. My open heart sees all energy with an open heart. So I see all energy with an open heart, and I see all energy having an open heart. So think of energy itself as an embodied being, because that's what we are. Everything's energy. So if we put a body around it, we understand seeing it with an open heart. So energy itself, oh my God, wow, you guys, the entity of energy itself has an open heart. That's what we're being asked to, okay. All right, so today I claim and command that my open heart sees all energy's open hearts and knows that all energy has an open heart. Claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, I am divine love, and so it is. Okay, well, so those of you that are doing the Health and Wellness Summit, I'm a little full of everything we did right there. It starts tomorrow night, the opening webinar. Do not miss the opening webinar. It sets up what you build on for the entire rest of the summit. Health and Wellness Summit is closed now. We're not taking any more people. Everybody's original email about the highest issue to align for health and wellness in all subjects, if you emailed me, all of them have been answered through last Friday. Excuse me. So if you didn't receive it, email me back, because that means it went into your spam, or better yet, check your spam first. And then hold on to your hats, because this is going to be one heck of a 2 weeks. Our climate change, guys, and I want to say this to my community who is dealing with consciousness and open hearts, was the least attended webinar that I've ever done. Are you guys not interested in climate change? Because basically, at the outside, sorry, don't know, I got a tickle in my throat. At the outside, we've got 60 years left of soil we can use to grow food in. We have maybe 2 to 3 years before our coastal cities get flooded and are unlivable. People are already mass migrating from the fires. You know, I'm pretty politically involved, and I get all these emails to take these surveys and stuff. And they all go, which subjects are most important to you? Do you know none of them have on climate change? Well, we ain't going to have to deal with systemic racism if we don't have a planet we can live on. I don't understand why this is not a focus. It's real. It's so unmercilessly real when you do the research. So I invite you all to become more interested and see what you can do. There's a lot you can do, you, your little self. I also want to take a moment to hold a moment for Ruth Bader Ginsburg and all she did, not only for women, but for equality in all parts of the world. It's staggering to think that without her work, a woman wouldn't still have a right over her own body, which now is in jeopardy, depending on who gets appointed to the court. I don't know about you, but take my choice away and you take my consciousness of being able to create what I want in that arena. Now, obviously, nobody can take your power away ever. But when we start taking choices away from each other in any way, guys, we are going backwards. Just know that. We're going backwards. Okay, let's balance everything because this has been one hell of a morning. Invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love. Everybody balanced. Anybody switched. We're getting the highest answer. All right, Phyllis, I'm going to start with you, baby cakes. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Hey, you know, I got, Stephen and I were talking and I got muted off the show too. So anyway, I'm talking to you.
Hi.
Hey. I have a question. What do I need to get into alignment to stay in this balanced pattern? Because I started stepping out and being seen. And this is something I talked to, you know, anybody who was at Creation Station, the last one, talked to me about that. I think Rennie and a few other people. And I started doing it. And things just exploded. I mean,
you
it's
started
like I had 20
doing
things
what? You started doing what when things exploded?
It's like I'm so in the so creative energy flowing through my body. I'm not sleeping. I'm not hungry. I can't. I mean, it's like, go, yeah. And I'm like, okay, wait, Phyllis. Wait, I didn't leave my house yesterday. I was just nonstop.
Okay, so you're a little crazy creating fool. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not a fool. No, I'm not playing a fool. But no.
Well, if you're not,
I'm Michael Jackson. That's what I call myself. I'm Michael Jackson because you know he was
yeah,
so creative
yeah,
he didn't sleep.
Phyllis, look what happened to him.
I know. That's what.
Well,
happened.
Okay. This is just okay. A choice, sweetheart. And this
okay.
Goes back to a lot of what I was working myself through about. Because overwhelm can feel like excitement. And,
yeah. You
know, I was saying to Lanny, this is going to be so much work for me, but I'm so excited about...
I am too.
Yeah. Okay. So
oh
what's
God.
The highest
so
thing
fun.
For us to know? Sheets, book, give me a song.
Be a part of it. New York, New York.
I love that song.
Yeah. In the morning.
In the city that never sleeps.
That never sleeps. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, again, they're saying the highest word is balance, Phyllis.
Yeah.
That
okay.
I'm going to handle everything. You're going to create everything, you know, and we have to be sure that we do it in balance.
Okay.
We must maintain our balance, guys, because even when we're excited in everything, our hearts can close and our chakras can close with the overwhelm. Of, oh, my God, am I going to get it, you know. And on this plane, your body has to have some kind of sustenance, right?
Right, I do need to eat.
Well, yeah, and you need to sleep.
In I was order, wide awake last night.
In order for you to create, well, you know, if it happens one night, Phyllis, and you're excited and you work through the night creating something, that's one thing. But to make this a pattern, that means I've got to give myself up to create what I want. You know, we don't want to go there.
Okay.
Is that the highest thing? Okay. So what we want to know and align is that we absolutely get to create everything we want while we stay in balance and lead a balanced life. Which makes sense to me because we've all been taught that if you're really going to get what you want, your life has to go out of balance some way with hard work or struggle or money or something, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I wanted to acknowledge what you've been teaching with how you live your life, that now it's like, I get it. It's more real to me. It's the concept that a bicycle doesn't roll on one spoke. So you have your acting, your healing work, your books, your conventions, your, you know, all these workshops. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So cool. I get it.
Yeah, I get that you get it. And I hope everybody else got it because it's really important what you just brought in. Thank you, baby cakes.
Okay. Thank you. Love you. Bye-bye.
I love you too. All right. We're going to Miss Melinda in Massachusetts. You're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
I just want to bring up about the climate change. I was on the climate change summit, but I didn't call in. I mean, I didn't raise my hand, and it was just like I was so stressed. I played solitaire the entire time just to try to calm myself because it's so terrifying.
Well,
and,
no, we don't want to go there, Melinda. We don't want to go to terrifying because then we're just feeding into the fires and the hurricanes.
Right.
Okay. Well, I want everybody to get that. The energy that you hold, the energy that you play in, goes into all energy in all dimensions everywhere. So the more we focus on calm and love and balance, the more we help the climate. But of course, we went into specific ways, specific things we can do to help the climate also. So please go on, Melinda.
Okay. Well, so I did want to add one thing, which is to buy recycled paper, toilet paper, because they're cutting down old, like mature forests in Canada to make toilet paper. But my main question is, are the fires a way that the earth is balancing itself?
You went out on me. Ask me the question again.
Are the fires a way that the earth is balancing itself?
No.
Or is it a way to wake us up?
It's a way for us to wake ourselves up. And basically what the channel just said to me is, you know, guys, if you're not going to believe the scientists, if you're not going to make this a focus point, just like your bodies get dis-ease to wake you up, this is a dis-ease of Mother Nature. So we know that dis-ease physically happens when we are in conflict with ourselves, when our energy is in conflict with itself. Right now, love and hate are majorly in conflict in our world. Acceptance and denial, majorly in conflict in our world. And it's showing up as a climate disease. Interesting, huh? I get it. Do you get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just helpful.
So again, the biggest thing we can do for the world on every level is to stay balanced and with open hearts, and send out love and see all energy with an open heart. And then, yes, take steps, physical steps, to do whatever you can on the universe, for the universe. Recycle. Don't buy anything new that you don't need. Don't use plastic. Don't use so much paper. We went into all of this stuff on the webinar. But that's what it's really about, Melinda, is the disease of mankind, if you will. Showing up, being made an example of in Mother Nature. This is how interconnected our energy is, guys. And in doing these hundreds of emails around the things to align, the two biggest things that people have in common one way or another is they don't know or have not accepted or do not live that they are the creation of themselves and their lives. That's the biggest one that crosses over with everybody. And then the second one is it's not possible. Well, you, if you're doing the summit, you're not going to have that argument anymore after all the information I give you tomorrow night. So I think we've got your answer, Melinda. Do you feel like you got your answer?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, darling. Much love to you. All righty. We're going to... Lena, you're on. Lena in
Hello?
New York. Yeah, you're on.
Oh, hi. Okay. I thought it was going to be Lena in Oklahoma.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you're back-to-back with Lena in Oklahoma. That's weird. Hi, baby.
Oh, how great is that? Hi, Dee. First of all, I want to say that I'm so glad I participated in the Climate Summit. And just around everything lately, I have been celebrating the things that may have caused me such fear and anxiety before. I'm glad to, like, face them head on now because I know there's nothing left to fear. I've already been to hell and back in so many places in my life where I just want to, you know, take these things on. And now I don't have the anxiety because I know I'm the creator of me.
Yeah.
It's scary to say that, but I say that with joy.
You bet, baby. Because if not you, who? The energy, whatever term you use it, guys, God, the force, universal love, the creative force, whatever term you use, it cannot and will not intercede on your behalf without your clear direction. So
if
you don't know that you're in charge, you might as well, you know, your creative power is going to be thwarted one way or another. Go ahead, Lena.
Oh, yeah. So yesterday, last night, I live in New York City, and outside my window in the middle of the night, these people were arguing. And I just was holding an open heart and, you know, filling an open heart around them. And then I said, okay, whoever can help, the angels, whatever. And then they went down the street. I don't know if they continued arguing, but at least they left my space. And
well,
I wasn't feeling the anxiety anymore, you know.
They moved out of the volatile energy. That's a true statement. See, this is why
true.
I would love you guys to start working with muscle testing with your fingers or start using the pendulum and you know, takes a while to master it, but you got to start like anything. This way, you have a really good guidance tool when you use it correctly. So I just throw that out to everybody again. Now, if you have a partner that you can use to muscle test with, that's good also. But I wanted a way that I didn't have to depend on another person. And that's why I work with the pendulum. But they absolutely moved out of the volatile energy they were in. The channel wants
yes.
you to know that. That what you did by holding the positive love place for them allowed them to move out of that energy. They
oh,
still
God,
had
I'm
to
so
choose
glad.
To do it, yeah. But
mm-hmm.
it's like, you know, if we till the soil and feed it good things and nutrients and all that. We can't grow a seed for the soil, but we give the soil every opportunity to find the ability to grow that seed, and that's what you did.
Good. So this is now what I'm applying to my daughter. This is the reason why I called. Is there anything I need to know, or what can I do? Is there anything I can do to help her with what seem to be complex tics? She's eight, so I know she may grow out of this, but in the interim...
Well, what's going on with her?
She has these tics. She's had them looking back ever since she was an infant that would start in her wrist. Then around preschool age, it turns into pliés and then jumping. And now it's like incorporating her upper body, her shoulders, and her arms. We have an appointment to see the neurologist again. There was no diagnosis up to this point.
Have they checked her for Tourette's?
We're wondering that now, too, because sometimes there are vocalizations.
Yeah.
So I'm not
worried
about it in terms of long, you know.
Well, let me tell you, we had someone very close to us in our life that had Tourette's and totally managed it. You didn't even know really that he had it. I'm not a doctor, but when I say Tourette's, my pendulum gives me a pretty big yes, which could mean it's toward that family or toward that neurological. Mm-hmm. But I would definitely ask them to specifically check her for that. But energetically, oh, good grief. Here we go to the body book. Hold on, because you know these. I don't even know if it's T-U-R-R, right? Tourette's?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah, I believe so. And I got a yes, too, when I muscle tested myself over the last few weeks. So I'm not afraid of it, but I just want the highest information.
Yeah, see, Tourette's isn't even in here, in the body book. So can you take me to a page number that will give me energetically what's about 0 through 100, 100 through 50, 50 through 60, 60 through 70, 70, 75, 170, 170. Hold on. I know. I obviously, because I say, look, if we don't have to go to the body book, I don't want to do it during the show. But if it serves everybody, we do it. Here. Here, here. Okay. This is what they're saying is behind her, not everyone's, but behind her Tourette's. And this is a past life issue. Okay? Lena?
Okay.
I can't take that in. I can't take that in. There are difficulties with assimilation of experiences and inputs due to generalized dread, repressed rage, and or despairing depression. Now, we're going to mostly generalized dread, which means to me as a healer, she is remembering the dread from these past lives.
Hmm.
Okay, in this life, you see it started right at conception, not with you, but with her father. So what energy is in his life that goes, oh, my God, what's going to happen? Am I going to be able to handle this?
Probably overwhelm.
Well, yeah, that's the same thing. Generalized dread is overwhelm. It's just another way to put it. And he was, the channel is saying, overwhelmed at her birth or with her birth. Not in a bad way, but you see what happens, guys, is when we're babies and we're children, we have no vocabulary that it can explain what we're experiencing. We just pick up the energy. And that energy plugged her into that generalized dread from those past lives. The channel is saying, start saying to her, you know what? We always know what's going to happen because I don't know how you talk to her, because we tell God what we need, and then it's taken care of. Everything's taken care of, honey. You are safe and secure in this life. However you talk to your daughter and can remind her that what happened to her in that past life isn't what's going on now. Okay, Lena? Any more than that, I think it's a private session, baby. I got to move on with some other people. Love you,
Absolutely.
Though.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Hope this helps.
Love you, too. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's hard for a mommy. Jennifer in Indianapolis, you're on.
Hello, Dee.
Hello, baby.
Hi. Okay, so open heart. I need to get balanced on that, because when I open my heart, I in a past experience through my lifetime, get hit with a baseball bat.
Okay, that's because you thought you had been opening your heart, but you never did. Okay, do you have a love place?
I do.
Okay, go to your love place. Well, that was easy. Now your heart's open. The channel is saying that this feeling and this state that you created with your love place is not where you go when you say, I'm going to open my heart and be open. It's a whole different feeling, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
I guess I'm just not clear at the moment how to stay in that place.
Okay, it's practice, guys. It's practice. And the more consciously you bring yourself back to it, the breathing exercise, again, guys, it's the best way you can shift anything. It's the best way. Okay. Are you doing it? No.
Well, again, you think you are, and maybe not.
No, you know if you're doing the breathing exercise. Are you doing the breathing exercise, Jen?
Can we find, maybe I'm not understanding the breathing exercise, and maybe I need to relearn it.
Well, it's listed on my e-blast, everybody.
Okay.
But you go to your love place first. Always, anything you want to create, you go to your love place first. And then you take a deep breath in to the count of three or four. Really push those ribs out. And as you exhale, a good statement for you to begin with is, I am an open heart. Or, I am safe to be an open heart. Which feels higher for you?
It does.
Which one? First one or second?
I'm safe to be an open heart.
Yeah. That's important for you. Okay?
Yeah.
But you see, you want to... You want to make your brain, teach your brain to connect that to the state of love, not the state of fear. Now, they want to give you the core beliefs that helped create all this crap happening, as you put it, here, here, here. Yeah, I'll never be good enough. So if I get what I want, then I'm going to have to pay for it because I shouldn't have been good enough to get what I wanted anyway. And that's why you keep getting hit up in your heart.
Got it?
Yep.
That makes 100% sense. Yep.
For all of us. So let's balance, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love. Just think what all we can get to in a half an hour private, guys. This is some show today. All right, darling, you got your answer, okay?
Thank you, Dee.
Yeah,
thank
start
you.
Doing this exercise. Everybody, please, please will you do the breathing exercise. It is freaking life-changing. Life-changing. All right, we're going to Paul in Toronto. Hi, babe, you're on.
Hi there. Hi, Dee.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm great.
Good.
So
what can I answer for you?
So I've been having trouble creating, more specifically believing that I can create. I'm 53. You know, I want to be able to create, you know, my business and my life, you know, well, forever, for the next, you know, 50 years. But it's been feeling like
okay.
Difficult.
So it's already coming in. Well, it's difficult because when you said you want to create your businesses and everything, it went right to no. When I say you want to create, it goes right to no. So you have a literally have a fear of creation itself. So let's, again, this is a past life, but in this lifetime, it locked in conception, womb, birth, 0, 1, 2, around 3 years old. Mostly with your dad. Okay? So
okay.
When you were a little boy, and like all little boys, you're full of vim and vigor, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to create that mountain, and I'm going to wreck that car. And okay, how did your daddy respond to that?
Probably conservative. Like, no, we don't wreck things, or he was really great at building stuff and creating stuff.
Yeah, but we're going to how he modeled and taught things to you. And what I'm getting, it was always be careful. Does that resonate with you?
It doesn't remind me of anything. It doesn't, you know, feels neutral to me.
Well, that's because you were taught to live from that place. But
okay.
Paul, if you're taught to live from, oh, watch out, be careful. Oh, watch out, be careful.
Yeah.
Then you don't bravely take your next steps into your creation process. So, again, I would do the breathing exercise and start with a statement, I am safe in my creative power. That's a good one for you. I am
okay.
Safe in my creative power. How does that feel when I say that?
I am safe in my creating power. I like it. I'm going to use it. I'm going to breathe, do the breathing. I'm going to say that I'm going to use that. Feels
yeah,
good. I don't feel the safe yet, but.
Well, no, guys, because you have to state it and claim it before you experience it. We go over this all the time. You
yeah.
guys are waiting for your life to show up so that then you can say, this is my life. It works the other way. You say, this is my life, and then your life responds. Okay?
Yeah.
All right,
I'll
baby.
I'll work with that.
Yeah,
thank
good.
You.
You bet. All right, Miss Wilma in Ottawa, you be on.
Oh,
you be in the
so
hot
seat. I'm so excited, Dee. Thank you.
You bet,
guess
baby.
What?
What?
You know, I've been stuck in my abundance money crap, and that's why I can't do the summit with you. But a few days ago, it's really interesting. I woke up, and when I'm doing my morning meditations, I actually heard a voice say, don't hide your heart, Wilma. And it really surprised
yep.
me because I thought, wait, I've been working so hard on for years on getting myself to a place, and I'm using the money as a kind of like the dangling that golden carrot sort of thing. And so this really threw me a curve. So I've been playing with that energy for the last few days, and I think I've lifted something, not quite knowing where it is that I'm still hiding my heart. And then this morning when I woke up, and I was so excited for this call, and the word four, which is my life number, popped up for me. And then the word balance. So it was so exciting when you started the call, because I'm getting shivers as I'm just talking now. It feels as if something started to open up that I wasn't seeing what it was. And I was stuck in the, but I'm not hiding my heart. But clearly while I'm on the call and listening, I'm like, yeah, I thought I had an open heart, but.
Well, you have an open heart. Until it comes to money.
Okay.
Okay. So this is the way it is, guys. Let's just take money. When we don't have it, we judge it. And we don't like the fact that we don't have it. And you can't create more of what you want if you're in judgment or you don't like it. So your job is to go to your love place and just see lots of money coming into you. That's all you have to do. I want you to replay this call and listen to your words. I've just worked so hard. Well, how hard is it to go to your love place, Wilma?
It's funny because while you were talking, I saw a download of money. So that's going to be my new, oh, wow.
See,
I actually saw cash falling on top of me.
Yes. And you know what, a lot of times when, because I start my breathing with I am health and wellness and love and money, and one day I saw a big old red sign flash on and off lotto, and I heard me have the thought, well, yeah, that'd be nice, and I went, oh, so I'm limiting where the money comes from. I don't give a rat's you know what where the money comes from. Somebody can give it to me. I can work for it. I can win it. I can find it. I don't care. That's not up to me. What's up to us, Wilma, is loving money. And I want you to take time to think. If you won $5 million in the lotto, what would you do for yourself first? What would you do for the people you love? And where would you help the world? You see, when we truly understand how much power of joy we have, when we have enough money to share, we start loving money a lot more. If you want a relationship, guys, you don't hate the relationships you've had that don't work out. You start loving relationships. You want to heal your body, start loving it just the way it is. You have to love to create. Love is the strongest creative force on earth. Well, in all energy. I was just corrected. You got it, Wilma?
Yeah, I have so got it. Thank you, thank you,
it's
thank
easy,
you.
It's easy, baby. You do have a love
it is,
place, right?
It is now. I do.
Okay. Well, what did that mean? I do.
It's my daughter.
Okay, well then say, I do.
I do.
Instead of I do, because that sounds like there's a but at the end of it. Is there a but at the end of it?
There's no but at the end of it. It's just I think sometimes when people think about something, when they're talking about their love place, it's some blah, blah, blah. But for me, it's my daughter. It's just the love
what?
I have for my daughter. That's where I go for my love place.
That can you have than your daughter? I mean,
no.
Why would my dog be higher than your daughter, dude? I use my daughter all the time. All right, Wilma, you've got this. Go create. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, my God, you guys. Vicki in Florida, you're on.
Hey.
Hi, baby.
I'm changing what I was going to talk about. I can do it another time. Because of Wilma's question, I actually have a copy of this for you. Dee, I was going to call Lauren and ask where to send it. There is a book, and maybe you've heard of it, channeled by a gal named Sarah McCrum, and it's called Love Money, Money Loves You. And it's everything it's exactly what we're being taught about money.
Yep.
It's a whole book on it. And I was just in a little, she did a workshop through a website that does book, they'll pick a certain book and then you work through the chapters, and she came on throughout the process. It was quite a few weeks. And she has a blog, she's on YouTube.
Yeah, there's one point that she doesn't have quite right.
Okay.
Do you have the book in front of you?
I do. I have it.
What's
right here.
Chapter 3?
See, there's a lot of chapters.
Otherwise, she's pretty right on. What's chapter 3?
Yeah, okay. Oh, chapter 3 is Money Will Save the World.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait a minute. No, wait a minute. Chapter 3 is You Can't Control Money. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true. Now, she probably doesn't.
Oh, no, wait a minute. She's got it. I'm sorry. I'm looking at an intro and then I'm looking at the chapter.
Well, that's okay. So, we're taking that one because that's what they want to address.
Okay.
You do control everything through your thoughts, your emotions, and your beliefs/perceptions. You literally create your world through those things, which have an electrical signal, which the universe and your body, or pardon me, your brain matches and shoots throughout your body. So if you're thinking anger, the universe has to match anger to you in whatever subject or subjects. And so does your body, because your body is a universe, and the universe is the bigger body that your body's in. Okay?
Yeah.
So they're saying that title doesn't necessarily represent what she says in the chapter.
Yes.
But that's what they wanted to address for everybody. That's what you were bringing in, Vicki. And
so that's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I actually felt, you know, I contradicted a little of that when I was reading it, because it does contradict the idea that we can shift things. And,
well,
yeah, I can see it.
You don't want to go there.
No, just in that just on that concept. But this book is fabulous. Overall, it's really.
Well, I would love to read it. Email us and we'll send you the address for Toto.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you'll like it. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
So, love money. Money loves. Yeah. Love money. Money loves you. Money talks. Are you listening? Sarah McCrum, which is M little C, large C.
Okay. Just send it to me. And I will
and then
be more than happy to take a look at it. But I am telling you, if you do the breathing exercise and I am money and I love money, and you know, as soon as I do that, I see Christmas, I see Hawaii, I see my dog. Those are all my love places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know I know. Yes.
Okay.
It's a direct line. Yes.
You bet.
Okay.
It's a direct line.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, bye.
I know we spent a lot of time talking with a few people, guys, but boy, was it worth it today. Again, for those of you that are doing the summit, do not miss, even if you have to listen to the recording, you must listen to Monday's webinar. There is a wealth of information, and it creates the whole blueprint for the entire summit. So let's come together and say it together. I love me. Come on, get behind this. I love me. Woo! And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.